2015, an elite DFS Army Commando unit formed to bring high-level DFS strategy to the masses. Today, hated by DFS sharks and lineup sellers alike, they continue their quest to turn Joe into DFS pro.
Good morning, everybody. This is your DFS Army Daily Dispatch brought to you by DFSArmy.com. And I am your host, the one, the only, tilted over Eli Manning and never going to play a Giant again, Keith. And my buddy who wishes that he could have played Denver everywhere but was too worried about the rest of his lineup, Al Walsh, DFS.
It ended up working since I had Cam across the board.
Yeah, so, keep rubbing it.
Just saying, I made some money yesterday. I mean, not as much. Like, the profit wasn't there. You know, like, when I'll just be upfront with everybody. Like, the total winnings on DK yesterday were 240, but when you put 150 in, it's really not that much of a profit. So,
yeah, I'm looking to soften the blow tonight. Ever since C.J. Anderson last week just started going absolutely completely bonkers, it has not been a good little role for me. I've got some – I should have known better. Never – and we'll get into it on the show that we're going to do tonight, but it's just kind of one of those things. Never trust Eli Manning in cash games.
Ooh, okay. I know. They were in the right spot. I think we will get into it later on the week two edition of the See What Had Happened podcast.
Yep. Okay, let's go over some MLB stuff because, man, there's some fun things going on tonight.
I was
going
to say some people might have forgotten that MLB existed with football over the weekend.
Yep, sure could have. Here's a funny thing is, did you see my boy John Gray?
I did, 16 strikeouts on Saturday night.
Oh my gosh. You want to talk about,
good.
Yeah, absolutely. So, it's kind of one of those things with the Rockies pitchers, they're a 6-man rotation now. They kind of thrown out the white flag. They're still going to play their top four guys and everything, but they're going to get, you know, guys like Tom Murphy, David Dahl, they're going to get them some playing time and stuff like that. But they've got that 6-man rotation now, and you know, it's very, very difficult to count on these guys for more than 3 at-bats if they're not the top four.
Yes, very true.
So, all right, let's go through it. We do have some great, great, great playoff races coming down to the wire here. We've got, let's see here, Cleveland looks like it's pretty much wrapped it up. They've got a 7-game lead in the AL Central. The big one that everybody's looking at right now is the now 3-team race of Boston, Baltimore, and Toronto for that AL East. Texas is pretty much wrapped up the AL West. The Dodgers are very, very, very close to wrapping up that NL West. The Cubs obviously are there, and so are the Washington Nationals. In the wild card, we have it's pretty much a 3-team race in the NL. Miami's pretty much out of it now. So is Colorado. So is Pittsburgh. It's St. Louis, San Francisco, and the New York Mets. Those three are all within 2 games of each other for the two wild card spots. St. Louis is 1 game out. And over in the AL West, or the AL, the wild card, it's actually, I would consider it a 5-team race, but really, honestly, maybe only 2 or 3 teams. But it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, I would say 5, maybe 6. You've got Baltimore, Toronto, Seattle, Detroit, Houston, and the Yankees all kind of vying for 2 playoff spots. And they're all within five games of each other. So
yeah, I was actually. By the way, I won my golf outing on Saturday, the end of the year outing.
Congratulations, sir!
I won. Wasn't a great day for everybody, but I had the least crappy day of everyone. But it was funny. The reason I mentioned it's because all my friends that I was golfing with, pretty much Yankees fans, and baseball was a heavy topic of the day, and they're like, man, Yankees suck lately in this. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, you're just lucky to even, like, be stiff in the playoffs right now.
No,
like,
kidding.
You guys were dead in the doldrums. And, you know, the fact that you had, like, yeah, I guess you're right. You know, I'm like, no, like, there's no I guess. Like, you guys are definitely lucky for the fact that you even had anything to do remotely close with the playoffs this year. But, again, that's a typical New York fan right there. Always expecting the world and really getting – you know, a little piece of sand.
Yeah, it's Yankee and Cardinal fans, man. You never can, they're never going to be happy.
No, not at all.
Not even, they could win six World Series in a row, and if they don't make that seventh, then, oh my God, the world is on fire!
Basically, yes.
So, yeah, that's kind of how that works. So, got 10 games today on the main slate. We're not going to go over the early game. It's about to start here in about an hour anyway, so probably won't be done by then. So let's start it off. Boston Red Sox visits the Baltimore Orioles. Rick Porcello versus Dylan Bundy. And this is actually a matchup that we had, what, 5 days ago, actually?
Yes. Well, just Porcello.
Yeah,
he is
well, that's what I was
okay.
talking about. You know, Dylan Bundy is, I mean, it's – it's about as close to a pick'em as you can get. This total is a 9, and I think that a lot of people are going to jump on the Rick Porcello bandwagon here.
And I think they should. I mean, in terms of consistency, this is about as good as it gets right now in terms of starting pitching. If you take a look at Porcello recently, I mean, everything seems to be in the high 30s, low 40s, throw a 50 in the mix as well there. But, yes, is going up against a very tough Orioles team. He did just do very well against the Orioles in his last start, 8 innings, 4 hits, 6 strikeouts in that one. Takes the loss in a 1-0 game. But, you know, in Baltimore, look, we know these guys can swing and miss, but against right-handers, I'm not sure if I'm willing to find out.
Yeah, I'm not going to go to the Baltimore bats. I know they hit right-handed pitching a lot better, but Rick Porcello has actually had some pretty good success against them this year. If you were in NFL Talk yesterday, I did post a series of quote-unquote hot takes. I don't know if you caught any of them.
Hot sports takes.
They were hot takes just for NFL, though. But here's a hot take for me on this one. The Red Sox do not, or Rick Porcello does not pick up win number 21 tonight.
Ooh, okay.
I think that Baltimore gets to him a little bit. Not like enough to where you need to stack against him or anything like that. But guys like, you know, Manny Machado, Chris Davis, Mark Shumbro, I think they're good one-off plays tonight, just because they have the ability to go double dong. So
indeed. Yeah, it's gonna be tough. I mean, obviously Ortiz, you know, popping off at first base tonight would probably be the top play if you can afford him. We'll try to get you that value pitch in tonight. I think there's a spot we can go where we might be able to afford a guy like Ortiz, but
I think there's a couple. Yeah,
but other than that, you know, nobody's striking me. Like, look, again, you're talking about Porcello and you know, being, you know, maybe not being your favorite pitcher on the slate. Well, I don't think we necessarily have to stack Orioles hitters, but I think it just might be a tread lightly situation all the way around with the Orioles hitters.
Yeah, exactly. And for that matter, for Boston hitters as well. Yeah, we've seen Dylan Bundy blow up at times, but we've also seen him pitch very, very effectively and well. And I don't know. I got to get back and right with the fantasy gods, so I'm not going to pick on my my local boy tonight.
I do. So. I did want to check Mookie. If you want to talk about something else in this game, let me know, because Mookie Betts' numbers at Baltimore this year are stupid.
Yeah, they. I think they were mostly against Kevin Gausman, though, too. Where he's had like 5 or 6 home runs. He had that 3 or 4 home run game earlier in the season. Well, then he had a 2 home run game later on in the season against the same guy. And
yeah, well, the third. Yeah. Here we go. So at Camden Yards this season, he is 12 of 24, 13 runs, 7 home runs, 13 RBIs, and 4 walks, only 1 strikeout in those 24 at-bats.
Yeah, Baltimore just needs to pick him up.
The OPS at Camden Yards this season, 1.946. Dear Lord.
Yep, absolutely. So
you think he's trying to impress for McNulty and Bunky and all the rest of the Wire characters, or does he just really like crab cakes? Because that is what baseball does, or that's what Baltimore does, baseball and crab cakes, baby. No, 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 no.
No kidding, right? I don't know. I've never been to Baltimore.
Oh, you must.
I've driven through there once on my way to D.C., but, you know, that's kind of one of those things that we'd love to be able to
Pretty funny looking at these stats for Betts this season. He has 17 homers at Fenway, 7 at Camden, and then in not one other park this season does he have more than one home run. It's 0 or 1 everywhere else. That's pretty funny.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is kind of crazy. So, this has nothing to do with baseball, but there's a cement truck outside my house, and I have no idea why.
There's a what truck?
The cement truck.
Well, maybe you're getting some cement. Congratulations.
I know. It's like Christmas around here. anyways, let's go on. Washington Nationals, Miami Marlins. A.J. Cole versus Wei-Yi Shen. I got a question.
I might have an answer.
Is this Wei-Yi Shen's first start since, like, May?
We're about to find out because I didn't. Yeah, it is because he's still got the DL tag on him.
June.
But July 20th against the Phillies, he gave up 11 hits. You know, it's funny how everybody goes on the DL after they give up like 8, 9, 10, 11 hits.
From the Phillies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just
so. It's kind of one of those things.
But I was going to say because Kershaw went on the DL after the Pirates bopped him around the yard. There's a couple other guys that it happened to, but that is pretty funny. Yeah, I could certainly go with some Nats righties here today. I know, Trey Turner had a nice little game there on Friday, I believe. Not sure how he did the rest of the weekend, but he could be where I start out. I'm sure he did well because his price tag is at $4,600 on FanDuel tonight. Yeah, after that 55.8 in Atlanta, did the rest of the weekend there. He had 49.4 and then 12.2. This is just a great matchup for all the righty hitters, especially with him just coming back off the DL for the first time in nearly 2 months. We're going to be able to look at Turner, Worth, Zimmerman, what the hell is his name?
They're so expensive, though, but I love me some Jason Worth tonight. And here's one of the reasons why.
Right.
Okay. If you guys haven't remembered or you haven't been with us all MLB season, which, one, poo on you.
Right.
Two, Wei-Yi Shen has some severe home run issues to right-handed batters. And if you look at the splits, Jason Worth has some severe power against left-handed pitchers. So I love that play tonight, even as a one-off.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, any right-handers you can get your hands on against Chen, I'm all for. I really have no in-depth analysis for it. He just sucks against right-handers. So.
Yeah, and I'm looking right now trying to find out if he's actually going to be on a pitch count or anything. I haven't seen anything right off the top of my head off the quickness of it. I'm assuming they're trying to catch lightning in a bottle, make one last major push. They're pretty much out of it, but I assume that's what they're trying to do.
Yeah, 5 games out of the second spot.
Yeah, so, it's nothing. Yeah, it just says that he's making his first start. So, I'll tweet the beat writers later on and look and see if I can.
I'm gonna go ahead and say we're probably gonna see him at 70 pitches at most.
Well, I don't know how many rehab starts he's had. So he could have used rehab to kind of build up his pitch count. I do know that another one that we'll get to here is on a pitch count. So
hey, if the pitch count don't get you, the Nats right-handers will.
Oh, no kidding. He might be on a pitch count because of the instilled one because of the Nats. So, yeah, it's just kind of one of those things. Let's see, Jason Worth is 2-for-5. Not any really big, huge, impressive numbers off of him. Don't worry about the left-on-left matchup of Bryce Harper. He still does have 4 hits against him. So, Bryce Harper's always going to be highly owned just because he's Bryce Harper. So.
Right.
Let's go on to the next one here. Oh, speaking of, hold on. Any Marlins bats against AJ Cole?
Maybe. Nothing's really coming to fruition right now, but yeah, I feel like this is a team that we've been able to pick on here lately. So yeah, I'm not really into it. We'll just go with that.
Okay. Atlanta Braves, New York Mets, Aaron Blair versus Noah Syndergaard. You got to watch out for some weather in this one. That's going to really, really bring down the ownership of Noah Syndergaard, who is a minus 305 favorite. Mm. Now, you want to know how rare this is? Off the top of my head, I can only remember seeing like 2 or 3 minus 300 lines. And the last time I really remember seeing it, Clayton Kershaw went out and pitched a perfect game.
Ooh.
Or no-hitter, sorry, against the Rockies.
Okay.
So not saying that that happens every time there's a 300 favorite. Don't get me wrong. But that's the last time I remember seeing it. And if I remember correctly, don't the Braves aren't they kind of a little bit pesky against him?
A little bit.
Oh, that's Max Scherzer. Sorry, that's Max.
Okay.
So it wasn't exactly who I was really kind of thinking of. So,
tall righty with a goofy haircut. Why not?
Max cut his hair though.
He's still goofy to me.
He's got the husky eyes.
I'm gonna say he's goofy. That's all right.
Oh, ESPN is just absolutely just loves putting me back on tilt. So
okay.
Freddie Freeman is probably about the only bat that I would even want to have interest in this one.
Markakis.
Yeah, I guess you could talk me into Markakis, maybe.
The price is cheap. Nailing righties lately. I mean, nailing aces lately. This is just what the guy does. But yeah, I mean, look, 300 should certainly scare you away from all this. I mean, look, we got a favorite here of 300 in a game with a 7 over-under. I know we have the total of 6 in the Dodgers-Giants game, but this looks to be like the most sure thing to win tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. And if the weather holds up, then and we get clearance on that, then that will be. Here's the thing: is it's late in the year. You shouldn't be playing cash games anyways because you're not guaranteed 4 at bats from any of these guys anymore. So
and cash games suck. But go on.
Well, we all know that, but at least for baseball. In tournaments, if you're throwing out multiple entries, and I don't mind taking one shot on Noah if the weather clears up just a little bit. Now, if it looks like it does right now, then there's no way I'm going to, because right now there's a very real possibility that this game doesn't get in tonight as of right now, the way the weather looks.
You got satellite footage of my area? Because it is raining.
Yeah, I used to do roofing, so I've got those advanced weather apps.
Nice. Or were you watching the news about the terrorists running around the area?
No, I keep it on sports in my house. I try to allow the negativity in my house to be at a complete bare bone minimum.
Okay, all right.
The only negativity in this house that comes out is me tilting.
Okay, fair enough.
So, Mets bats, what can we say about them?
They are leading the NL wildcard chase right now, so good for them.
Hey, Curtis Granderson is on fire.
Yes, yes. Always a favorite of mine.
The Grandy Man.
The Grandy Man can, as Drubal's always a good option to go with. Actually, wow, Nick Markakis went up to $3,000. That's unforeseen heights. But
yeah, we're about to hit that threshold.
Yeah, I think you could be pretty safe with maybe a Grandy Cespedes as Drubal sort of thing. No, yeah.
I just noticed this. They just did this on ESPN, and I hadn't seen this in a while. But and I completely forgot yesterday. But when Dallas was visiting Washington yesterday, they had a picture of Alfred Morris. Two Cowboys fans did, and the guy next to him had a sign that just said, "You like that."
Ah, okay. Very nice.
So it is very funny.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I can't believe I'm about to say this. I really, really, really like the top five for this this Mets team tonight against Aaron Blair.
Yep, and one thing you want to watch, I didn't even know, I mean, it was Sunday, who the hell knew, but Cespedes left yesterday's game with nausea and dizziness, so, you know, just check to see if he's in the lineup today. In my opinion,
that's because the performance of Eli Manning was just absolutely making him
all
sick.
All the way to the Tri-State. I was going to say he probably just wanted to watch the game, like, once he saw, you know, because how Major League parks are nowadays, they have all those different scores from all the different sports running around the sideboards. So he definitely saw that. Like, ooh, I gotta get in to see the rest of this Giants Saints game. Probably had some heavy ducats on the Giants in that one. Who didn't even cover, by the way?
No kidding. It was nail the under and nail the Saints.
Cespedes probably lost one of his 43 cars in the bet.
Yeah.
I don't know where he keeps them in New York. I mean, seriously, there's not much real estate in the area. I mean, there is a lot of real estate in the area, obviously.
He's got his own parking garage, I bet.
You know what they have here in New York? They have, like, elevator car garages. So you have different levels of it, and then, like, your car is just on a different level of each.
He's like Little Bow Wow in Tokyo Drift. He just presses the button, and the car thing kind of, it shifts up and down and around, you know?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's great. So, I mean, like a lot of lots here in the city, in Manhattan, that's how they operate it, like in such a small space. You're like, how the hell are you going to fit my car in there? Oh, there it is. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's wild.
So who knew that we were going to get a Tokyo Drift drop on the pod today?
I figured we were due for one sooner or later.
Yeah. So Los Angeles Angels, Texas Rangers. This is the game, ladies and gentlemen. This is the game that you want a lot of, ladies and gentlemen. And let me give you a little piece of advice. You don't want any of the Angels. You want all of the Rangers.
I could have some Trout. I know where you're going with having no Angels, but I could go with Trout.
Oh. Mike Trout sucks right now.
That's okay.
Like, he's like checked out, I think. he's planning his next golf tournament with Albert Pujols.
Actually, I was listening to he did get double digits over the weekend twice in a row, so he's on the road to recovery. But I was listening to Philly radio station last week, and they were saying a guy proposed, you know, since the Phillies have one of the best farm systems in all of baseball right now, he says, what if we gave up five of our prospects for Trout? Right now, would you do it?
They said nope.
I mean, I think it's something you got to entertain, but
always entertain.
Yeah, but
never actually go through it.
But I mean, look, if the Phillies were in a position to win now, I'd say yes. But because Trout isn't too, like, he's from the Atlantic City area of New Jersey, which is like all the way down at the bottom. So a lot of Philly people, you know, go to the beaches in Atlantic City and gamble, of course. But that would kind of be like a homecoming for him of sorts.
Yep. All right, I paused. So Cameron just woke up screaming. Hold on. Right. Yeah, and one of the things that you're going to want to do is I can't do it. And why don't you tell the people why I can't do it?
Well, Martin Perez, amazing at home. The, you know, big John Wall, Kemba Walker type home road splits going on here for Martin Perez. Don't have the exact stats up ahead of me, but you can check them for yourself. You could foot a little of the bill on a Monday, all right? You know, you can go ahead and take a look at the splits.
Let's see here. I've got your splits for
you. Oh, all right. So you're going to foot the bill. Nice. Free lunch.
Yeah, I'll fit the bill on this one. 2-8 with a 5.78 road ERA in 90.1 innings pitched. 58 earned runs, 8 home runs. At home, 8-2 with a 2.65 ERA in 15 games with 91.2 innings pitched with only 27.
The hype is real.
The hype is definitely real, which is weird considering
there is no hype.
Well, I was going to say not that there is no hype, but that I forgot DP a tree Ameritrade ballpark or whatever. The ballpark in Arlington,
Globe Life
damn it.
Park.
There you go. That is the only hitter's park in the AL West.
Yeah.
Technically.
Sure.
They don't consider Houston a hitter's park anymore because nobody just yanks them down the right field line. Yeah. Or left field line anymore. So still can get some cheap home runs there, but not as drastic as it used to be.
Sure, sure. Yeah, I totally agree with you. I mean, again, aside from Trout, I think, you know, he can certainly pop off at any time. You know, if you want to get funky with it, maybe Pujols and Crone, but
get funky.
Your best bet here is Texas Rangers bats for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's
let's go against Chacin. Nah, I mean.
Yeah, I like Chacin. Just, you know, former Rocky, always going to have a special place in my heart, but he's not good as a starter anymore. If you look, it's crazy if you look at his splits from when he starts to when he comes out of the bullpen. He's actually in a very, very effective reliever coming out of the pen. And all of a sudden, he just continues to freaking forget what's going on when he's just, like, got to start the game. So it's kind of crazy. Cincinnati Reds, Chicago Cubs, Jason Hamill, Tim Adelman. We've kind of touched on this last year or last week, and we're going to keep touching on it. Cannot trust Chicago Cubs pitchers right
now. Cannot do it. Won't do it.
Yep. Can't do it. Won't do it. So it's one of those things that you have to really, really kind of pay attention to. they're not playing for now, ladies and gentlemen. They are playing for October. So they're just going to kind of go out there, throw out their five innings and stuff. And unless there's a no-no going on, which is something that you can't take into consideration, they're probably not going to really go more than 5-6 innings. So unless they were 5K, I'm not paying for them. So Jason Hamill, I love you, brother, but you're not on my radar tonight.
Well, even when they were in contention, he wasn't throwing that many innings. So definitely a guy that's off the radar tonight. Tim Adelman, don't even think about rostering this guy. Man, to be a fly on the wall in Chicago during the postseason this year, or just a person living in Chicago this year, that'd be pretty awesome. Might have to take a trip.
Not going to play Tim Adelman against the Cubs going in Wrigley. If this was in, Great American Ballpark, then we might have a different story. But, not against the Cubs.
Yeah.
So the hype is not quite as real on – oh, wow. Is not quite as real on Adelman as it is on Straley.
Nope.
For the home road splits. But I do have some interest in a lot of bats in this one.
Hell yeah. Anthony Rizzo, little cheaper offshoot there from Ortiz tonight. Can certainly go that route.
Yep. The MVP runner-up, Chris Bryant, Dexter Fowler, Ben Zobrist, Mr. Addy Russell at 2.5K. If he's in that five hole, I know he's been struggling, but part of this offense, yes, absolutely. I love it. So, oh my gosh. Twitter feed and NFL on Mondays is already blowing up, so... Mm-hmm. Did you just see that come across?
No, I just I know. I can tell it's something stupid.
Cody Kessler will start.
Well, that I know.
Brown.
Right? And did you see I posted in the Slack earlier. There's a quote basically saying Cody Kessler is nowhere near ready to play, so Miami D, like a mama.
Yeah. So, but you know, Josh McCown paid off this week, so everybody's going to forget all that stuff, and yeah. Sneaky defense of the night, Chicago Bears.
Oh, okay.
St. Louis Cardinals and Colorado Rockies. Carlos Martinez versus Tyler Anderson.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, he's my boy.
Yeah.
Heck yeah, he is. Yeah.
Are you thinking about him tonight?
I am looking up what Carlos Martinez's splits are in Colorado. And then I shall let you know.
Okay. Well, obviously this is Coors Field, but again, we've seen plenty of mediocre left-handers go up against the St. Louis Cardinals and have fairly decent starts. I don't know if Tyler Anderson is going to be your FanDuel pitcher tonight, but I
guess he is.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I didn't say.
I do.
Okay. All right. I could certainly see some action in there as an SP2. And it's crazy because you know you're going to get your low ownership there. Why would we pick a pitcher, a lefty, going to get up against all these right-handed heavy bats of the St. Louis Cardinals? Well,
because they suck.
Yeah, they're not very good.
Yeah, they suck. And Carlos Martinez in Coors Field is not very good at all either. And he's allowed 6 earned runs in 8 innings pitched. Only one game started there. Sorry, 2 games there. 35 batters, 13 hits. So I want to say the last time that he actually pitched in Coors Field, he got absolutely rocked and shelled. But it was one of those high scoring games. So they kept going. So, they kept them out there for a while, but, yeah. Not going to Carlos Martinez because the Rockies crush right-handed pitchers. I actually think because it's a name brand guy that you're going to probably find the Rockies bats at a little bit lower of ownership percentage against them.
True.
I have no problems going to anybody not named Gerardo Parra or Daniel Descalzo tonight.
Yeah, I mean, you are the resident Coors Field expert here on the panel, so I do have to listen somewhat into what we got going here. But I don't know. I do think, I mean, maybe like Stephen Piscotty is a guy that I might be able to use in Coors Field tonight against the lefty. Obviously, he's got the huge splits going that way. But I'm a little interested to see where this goes. Maybe a little Tapia, you know?
Yeah, Romeo Tapia, if he's in the lineup, they've been kind of shuffling him and David Dahl around. You know, if Gerardo Parra is not in the lineup, if it's Matt Reynolds, I normally would be able to tell you exactly, what would be able to happen as far as the lineup. Unfortunately, with some summer call-ups, there's no telling.
Yes, indeed. And, the thing with Tapia, too, prices drastically dropped down there on FD2 Fantasy Draft. What up, fellas? But
isn't he like 4,200 or something?
$6,000. He did pop up a little bit, but he really hasn't been playing much every day. I think he's only got like 2 starts in recent memory, but going up against the righty tonight, I'd expect him to be in the lineup at in a pretty good spot there.
Yeah, but all of our outfielders are left-handed.
Mm. Okay, well.
So we can't even predict
that. It's
your
team. Why am I even talking about them?
I don't know, because
I need a voice.
Yeah, something like that. Houston Astros, Oakland Athletics. Brad, the cock of peas.
The strutting pitcher.
Versus the cotton.
Yeah. Jarrell. Now, I did a little bit of reading here on Mr. Cotton, and apparently in the minors, he was a nice strikeout guy. So he only does have 5 strikeouts in 12 innings so far in the majors this season. But, from what I've read, I think we might be able to roll him out for GPP purposes on the SB2 site if you want to get bananas with the hitters tonight. I think Cotton could be a decent guy. I mean, look, obviously we know the Astros strike out a lot. They are on the road tonight at Odaco Park. I mean, ball's not going to be flying there, so you could take a chance here.
Yeah, I...
Hey, this is your desperation play of the day.
I think for this, the way that I would handle it is I definitely would have some interest in some Chicago, they're playing the Bears fight song on TV, some Houston Astros bats, they're going to throw out a bunch of righties, probably Colby Rasmus, Carlos, or Jason Castro, maybe Marwin Gonzalez, depending on exactly it is, but I have a little bit more interest in guys like Stephen Vogt, Yonder Alonso, Chris Davis.
Okay.
But it would be as a full stack in order in hopes that one of these guys just absolutely goes completely bonkers.
Yeah, I think some one-offs from the A's tonight. Again, we gotta see what's going on there. But yeah, the strutting pitcher is certainly no one that we should avoid.
Yeah, I'm not avoiding either one of these pitchers. It's just whether or not I can fit anybody in the lineup that I actually really do like. So.
Peacock in his last start went 6 innings. That's a lot more than he's done this season. I mean, typically a bullpen guy, but he did have that. His first start was the second one prior to this one against the Cleveland Indians. He only went 3 2/3, and then he had this 6-inning performance against the Rangers his last time out. So, yeah, I mean, we're probably going to see the Astros bullpen, their bullpen, you know, middle-of-the-road type of team. But, I could certainly get with some A's. I'm not going to have a lot of exposure to this game, just given the ballpark and the weather that's out there in the Bay Area around this time.
Yep. San Francisco Giants, Los Angeles Dodgers, Madison Bumgarner versus Clayton Kershaw.
The main event.
Let's get to the big white elephant in the room. And no, it is not the dominance of Madison Bumgarner or Clayton Kershaw that could happen tonight.
Yasiel Puig, but okay.
I'm not.
I'm kidding.
Newsflash, Clayton Kershaw is on a 90-100 account or 100 account, 100 pitch. Limit tonight.
He's rich enough to have 100 accounts.
Yeah, no kidding. So that is that's kind of one of those things that you've got to pay attention to. I still like Clayton Kershaw as a sneaky GPP play just because he has dominated this Giants lineup in the past.
Sure.
And the Giants need to win. So I like me some Clayton a little bit. But let's get to the big white elephant in the room there, Mr. Walsh.
Okay.
Kiki!
Don't even get me started. I know.
Oh, come on.
I'm not doing it.
2.1K in tournaments. Are you kidding me?
Nope.
He's got 3 home runs against Madison Bumgarner. He's 11 for 19.
I know. And
it's taken 41 at-bats for Justin Turner to become 11 for 41 with only 2 home runs.
Yeah. I'm not.
It's taking Adrian Gonzalez 50 at bats to get 10 hits against him.
If I see a lot of Kike love out there tonight, I'm definitely not going in with it.
The only place you're going to see Kike Hernandez love is right here in the DFS.
Yeah,
Army.
Because I don't like him. I think he sucks. I don't care.
But not against Madison Bumgarner. He doesn't.
Who he's facing. I think he sucks. He's just not a good baseball player. But I mean, I guess if you have to take it, look. I'm trying to go a little cheaper at pitching tonight than the average bear, so we'll see what happens. But I don't think I even need him. I know you're a big Kike guy. Me? I am not.
I'm just a big Kike.
The day that he was, what, $200, I didn't even play him. So I
played him in one lineup.
You know what's funny? I didn't play him that day, and I still cashed.
I played him in one lineup, and I still cashed all across the board. So it was just kind of one of those things that is, it was kind of funny, but,
Hey, you let me know how it works out. I'm not. I'm going to let you know how it works out.
You won't need to let me know how it works out because we'll be talking probably when the game is going on.
Very true.
We're going to have the game on and we're going to. For those of you that don't know, I am filling in for Mr. Scotty tonight on the what happened was, and the only way to get me off of NFL tilt is to get me on to MLB tilt. So I just NBA news. Bucks just extended Giannis Antetokounmpo for 4 years.
There you go. That's the
NBA is right around the corner.
I have a feeling top five player in the NBA this year. We're going to be saying about
I am not going to argue with you. I love me some Giannis.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he has a bad coach in Jason Kidd.
Yeah. An unloyal one, too.
What's
an
that?
An unloyal one, too.
Oh, no kidding, right? So, Arizona Diamondbacks, San Diego Padres, Braden Shipley versus Clayton Richard. Al.
Yes.
Talk me off of Clayton Richard.
Okay, don't pitch Clayton Richard. I don't know why you would. I mean, look, yes, he is at home today, gets a better ballpark, but again, with Arizona, they got too many righties to bop this guy tonight. So San Diego is 130 favorites in this game, 8.5 over under, which is a little weird at Petco, but I'm willing to rock some righties up against Mr. What the hell is his name? Clayton Richard. He does have decent peripherals lately, but I'm not buying him against this right-handed heavy team.
Yeah, it's one of those things. Wow, Bill Belichick looked like he was freaking pregnant in one of the shots just because of how
getting
it was.
Getting old, man.
I know. I really do like me some. Obviously, you can go with Paul Goldschmidt, but I really like me some Gene Segura, Chris Owings, and Yasmani Tomas tonight. Maybe even Brandon Drury as a sneaky little play, but he is so expensive. He's 3.5K. How is Yasmani Tomas 2.6 and Brandon Drury is 3.5 when Tomas has been absolutely crushing the
ball. I don't know. Drury had 3 home runs last week. I don't know what he did over the weekend, but that's probably
Tomas
why.
Had like 4 or 5 as well.
Sheesh.
I mean, he crushed the Rockies. Maybe that was 2 weekends ago.
I'll tell you, too, you want me to take you off Clayton Richard. His last 4 games, he's given up 11, 6, 9, and 8 hits in each of those starts. So,
okay, there you go.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you're looking for a big reason there. Also, he's walked, let's see, 7 batters in his last 4 starts as well. So certainly not a guy I think you'd want to go with on FD2 tonight or DraftKings if, you know, all those peripherals matter. I mean, he has topped out at 8 strikeouts in the stretch. That was at home against the Rockies. I had him that night, but certainly not a great play here against the Diamondbacks.
Yeah, I'm not thinking that it was just. Oh.
Understood. Hey, you know what? There are a lot of great first base options out there tonight. With, you know, we talked about Poppy. We talked about Rizzo. I think Pujols is another good option, even against Martin. Goldie in this game. So, you know, if you on FD2, if you can go with a couple cheaper pitchers, you're going to be able to get some serious bats in your lineup this evening.
Yep, absolutely. Final game of the
night.
Wait.
Our boy Schimpf, 3,100 on FanDuel.
I thought we just talked about Schimpf and Dickerson. It should just be known.
Okay.
Whenever the Padres are facing a righty, not named John Gray, you play Schimpf, Dickerson, and Jankowski.
Saying, the prices are right there. I mean,
their prices are always right. Never, ever go up.
In Colorado, Schimpf was 3,700, which was a bit much. But, yeah, Schimpf and Dickerson tonight. Dickerson's $3,000. Schimpf is 3,100. And my boy lately, Luis Sardinas, been rocking. So check him out. Didn't do so great these last 2 days. But, prior to that, he was bopping. Well, he wasn't even in the lineup on Sunday. So there you go. That's why he wasn't doing so good.
There you go.
No.
He
went 0-4. 0-8 in his last 2 at Colorado. But whatever. Before that, he was bopping. Trust me.
Yeah, exactly. So
Monday baseball is tough.
Because you're trying to really, really kind of grasp how things, especially late in the year, how people are going to actually grasp these things and keep going.
I don't know about you, but on Sundays when that Red Zone channel is on from 1 to like 7:30, the entire structure of the house could be burning down around me. I'm saving that cable box and television, making sure I get my 6.5 hours of football in.
Yeah,
and
no kidding.
I realized how much I love watching football. And this might sound ridiculously sad, but I've realized how much I like watching football by myself. Like, if I'm watching it with other people, I get, like, annoyed really easily. Like, shut up, I'm trying to watch this or this or that. Like, you don't catch everything. I got it all going on Sundays.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously I'm going to be watching football with somebody, you know, over the course of the season. It doesn't mean I have to like it, though.
No, exactly.
That'll just make I do really shitty in fantasy.
There you go. Let's see here. Toronto Blue Jays and Seattle Mariners. Marco Estrada, Taiwan Walker. What are you thinking here? Because I know where I'm thinking.
Yeah, I knew where you were going to be thinking. But Taiwan Walker is very interesting. He just had a complete game in his last start against the Angels. Dug in a little deeper into the reading as to how this could how it could ever happen. Well, him and the legendary pitching coach Mel Stottlemyre, formerly of the New York Yankees, they've been working on some new mechanics for him. So that first game with the new mechanics, boom, complete game, 3-hit, 11-strikeout game against the Angels. Good for 72 FanDuel points. Hey, I doubt they just stopped working on the mechanics at that point. I'm liking me some Taiwan Walker tonight.
Yep. Absolutely, and Taiwan Walker is always a good guy to play at home, not on the road. So that is one thing that you're going to have to do. As far as Marco Estrada, he teases us and then he blows up.
Yes.
He teases us and then he blows up. And I am not going to Marco Estrada tonight.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't. I mean, this Mariners team got some volatile bats in the mix. They also, too, I believe, they got themselves back in the thick of this wild card hunt. They're two games out. This is actually a very big series in Seattle this week with these two teams. Toronto typically is currently holding on to that final wild card spot there by two games. So if the Mariners do some damage this week against them, we could be looking at a nice little scenario here.
Yep, absolutely. Nelson Cruz is locked and loaded along with Kyle Seager, Adam Lynn, Robinson Cano. I absolutely love the Seattle Mariners tonight.
Yeah, we got our fly ball pitcher in Estrada here and some of the best power bats in the game. Seems like a good opportunity, don't you think?
Yes, absolutely. Maybe even bounce off of Cano and go with Seth Smith. You know, try to get creative and stuff. I don't think that you really need to because of the fact that this is a West Coast game, and the West Coast games, unless you're playing like the quote-unquote late slate or something like that, this game's going to be completely, completely well or low owned.
Robbie Cano, 0-for-12 over the weekend. Yikes. definitely pay attention to that. But and Kyle Seager's all the way down to 3,100. Something bad. I mean, not too bad lately. So I think he'll be like Seager would be all right to go with. I'm sure Cano could pop back off. I'm not worried about Cano. I mean, they did face the Astros this weekend. Seth Smith had a good day yesterday. Had a pretty good day the day before that. So I think, Smith, Seager. Seth Seager, Cruz, guys like that. That could certainly work out well for you.
Adam Lind as well.
Adam Lind,
so.
Yes.
I am not going with any Blue Jays in my lineup. I'm sorry, they're too right-handed dominant. They every time we think that it's a fantastic spot for the Toronto Blue Jays, guess what?
It's not.
So, all right, let's get to some dong calls, because one of the funniest things that I've seen on Twitter this morning is Kevin was asked, is it time to give up on Russell Wilson?
Oh.
His first two words, hell no.
All right, fair enough.
So, let's get to some dongs. We like dongs.
Dong calls. I'm going to go with Albert Pujols as my dong of the day. I know.
Oh, you're going to put me on tilt so
quick. I know that we were talking about Martin Perez. Hey, look, it doesn't mean that he can't get got once. I like Pujols in this matchup, and I like the way it works out. So, going with Pujols.
Yeah. Yep, I'm going with our boy Rugni Odor. So... I like Rodon Odor tonight. He's I'm not gonna go out there so much to call a double dong, but if anybody double dongs in this game, I feel it could be him.
Okay, fair enough. So I like that.
National League.
I think Anthony Rizzo is just in too much of a good spot here against Tim Adelman. He's been absolutely bopping right-handed pitching lately. So come on with it.
Okay. I think I'm going to have to go with this Drubal Cabrera tonight.
Ooh, okay.
I really, really like the way he's been swinging the bat lately. Look, he's 3.4K on FanDuel. I know that. This is a caveat, okay? I'm gonna do this. If that game plays, as Drubal gets the home run. If it does not, I'm going to go with Jason Worth.
I see what you did there. Okay.
Okay, just because that's the only game that really has any – and it's got some significant weather issues.
Yeah, you know how bad it is? It's been raining so much I couldn't even walk the dog this morning, so.
I hope you have the puppy pads.
No, I got available. A backyard area.
Oh, okay. There you go. Coors.
For Coors, I got to go with Stephen Piscotty. You know, I know – Tyler Anderson's been a good pitcher this year, but I do think that, Piscotty against a left-handed pitcher is always a good thing, so I'll take that chance.
Okay. I'm going to go with Charlie. Chuck Nasty.
Darkness.
He's been having an absolute amazing year. It's crazy because Charlie Blackmon's probably the best leadoff hitter in baseball. And DJ LeMahieu is probably going to win a batting title, and neither one of them made the All-Star game. I just think it's funny. Well, and both of them, I think, are obviously Gold Glove candidates as well, along with our boy Nolan, who should be the MVP.
Ah, okay.
See what I did there?
I do.
So, all right, that's going to do it for us today. Nice little quick podcast, not the normal hour and a half, 2 hours that we normally do. Oh, wait, we've gotten better at this.
Yeah.
So, all right, we're going to do it today. We'll see you tonight,
yes,
ladies and gentlemen, with the You See What Happened Was podcast. I don't think I did the
name
right.
Good.
But
it's all good. I think they got the point.
Yeah, we're going to bring it hard, we're going to bring it fast, and it's going to be a lot of fun tonight with the tilting that is going to be happening, possibly during the show.
Yes. I my plan is to get this done after the game, but if it starts getting too late, we can go. And also, too, if the game is a blowout, then...
If the game's a blowout, we're going to hop on.
It's grand.
But we're both going to be up watching baseball tonight so...
All right.
Yep, that's going to do it for us today. I was going to say something else, but I was like, no, we'll save it for another day.
Fair enough.
All right, guys, we'll talk to you later. This is for DFS, for the DFS Army. This is Keith, that is Al, and we are out. Peace.